finally, the L word. When the girl punk band L7 used a lot of dirty words back in the 90s, back when the L word was a dirty word in politics, Massachusetts liberal was a slur when Michael Dukakis ran for president. As late as February 2008, President Obama defended himself against the L word during an appearance in Austin, Texas, to quote, "Oh, he's liberal," the president said, mimicking his critics. "Let me tell you something. There's nothing liberal about wanting to reduce money in politics. That's common sense. There's nothing liberal about wanting to make sure our soldiers are treated properly when they come home. There's nothing liberal about wanting to make sure that everybody has health care. But times may be changing for politicians." We could see in the debate last night that candidates were not so afraid this time around of the liberal label. Pew Organization finds that there are now more self-identified liberals than self-identified moderates among rank-and-file Democrats. Is this changing the formula for the Democratic primary process? While the GOP must still embrace the extremes on the right, the Democrats may be getting a pass here if the L word is no longer a slur. Kathleen Hall Jamieson, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen, it's great to talk to you about this. I know you're such a language expert. Do you think there's a modification going on the word liberal in the Democratic Party?
Well, I think the first modification is the word liberal isn't usually used the way it was used in the past. When you ask people, are you conservative or liberal, you're forcing a choice. But if you listen to the debate last night, you heard the candidates self-identifying not as liberals, but as progressives.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means in practice, I think, best expressed by Barack Obama in 2012, when he said it means everybody gets a fair shot, everybody does her fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. I think the tax and spend association with the word liberal made it harder for candidates to use it. They didn't abandon, however, the policies underlying that philosophy. I think they've just relabeled them progressive. And what you saw on the debate stage last night was a distinction between the places that Hillary Clinton is comfortable, she'll call herself a moderate or a progressive, and the place that Bernie Sanders is comfortable, he is to the left, you might say more liberal, although he calls himself a Democratic Socialist.
Although Jim Webb seemed to be the only one who deliberately avoided the word liberal. I'm interested in this notion of progressive because if you go back to the historical definition of progressive, I mean, it's associated with the Teddy Roosevelt days, which really involved radical change. And nobody seemed to be talking about radical change in the debate last night.
Well, you could say actually that Sanders to some extent is. And when Webb says basically to Sanders, I don't think we're going to have a revolution. I don't think we're going to pay for all these things that you're proposing. He's suggesting there's a difference in the amount and kind of change that's being proposed across the stage. But the word progressive also has another association that goes deeper into the past. Originally, philosophically, it's associated with the Enlightenment and with respect for science. And if you want to take those associations forward, and then you say, what's the divide between the Democrats and the Republicans, for example, on climate change? The word progressive is carrying some positive associations, respect for science, belief that we need to employ it in public policy.
Kathleen, let's look at this from the standpoint of how some voters identify with themselves and whether it means they're clearly identified with a particular candidate or if they're a voter in play. What would you make of this voter here?
Hi, my name is Rachel, calling from Boynton Beach, Florida. And I would definitely identify with the Liberal Democratic Party because of my values. I value a woman's choice to retain or end pregnancy, the ability for us to allow immigrants to enter the country without stigma. After all, we all are all immigrants. Civil rights for all, including gay rights and marriage. I believe our society would function better based on a socialistic format. I believe in a social safety net to protect the most vulnerable in our society. I believe in raising taxes. I'm willing to pay more to take care of the people in our nation and make the standard of living higher for low to middle class individuals.
Now, she started out solidly Hillary, but then I don't know by the end.
The fact that somebody tells you explicitly that they're comfortable with a socialistic framework, and they use that word, suggests first that Bernie Sanders is on their radar. And as a result, that they're seeing a distinction potentially between all of those things otherwise expressed and some alternative that might actually be more committed to them. Listen to those issue positions, and you'll hear no distinction that is clear between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Listen to that word, socialistic, and she's comfortable with it, and you've got a cue that she's looking at the possibility of a Sanders vote.
Just sees winnable by Sanders, but possibly comfortably in the Hillary camp. unless something happens. Here's another voter.
Hi, my name is Shane Enzensberger. I'm from Sonoma, California, and I am a hardcore liberal. I believe in equitable housing, in eliminating gasoline, and I believe in a better tomorrow.
Hmm. Solidly environmental. Maybe Hillary, but again, I'm thinking Sanders here.
Yeah, it's hard to tell based on very brief snippets. Here are some other questions you'd want to ask. How have you voted in the past? And then you'd look for indicator votes. So when you're, for example, in California and you've had a choice in primaries between two candidates, one further to the left than the other, where did you go? In general, one can say, except on gun control, that Hillary Clinton is the more centrist candidate. And so if you find a voting history that tips toward the left over the center in primaries, you're more likely to have a Sanders voter. But you want to know something else. You want to know whether this person cares intensely about winning general elections. And then, what is the perception about whether Sanders can win? There are people who like his ideology, but think he'd be sacrificed in a general election. Another McGovern-like candidacy. Agree ideologically, but you lose the White House.
Which leads us to what Anna Greenberg told us earlier in the hour. She's a Democratic pollster. She said that Democratic voters, winability trumps ideology in almost all cases for Democrats, which would suggest that both of these people are, when push comes to shove, Hillary voters.
Yeah, particularly as winnability becomes more salient. And you're beginning to hear the press ask the question of individuals in interviews whether or not they, a Democrat, believe that Sanders can win. And as they say no, they're increasing the salience of winnability as a criterion. So ask your Democratic voter if the choice is between a winnable and non-winnable candidate. If that answer becomes Hillary Clinton, ultimately, any place in a gray zone, assume you've got a Hillary Clinton vote.
All right, I'm thinking that's a great question for right after the New Hampshire primary, but we'll let them just sort of talk idly for now and not try to hold their feet to the fire. But by primary time, I think it's going to be time for some very, very interesting, what would we call it, spectography to see how some of these colors shake out.
Yeah, and there's such a thing as voting as an active expression. So, you know, in a primary, you're actually able to do that if you don't believe that you are decisive in determining who's ultimately going to be the winner. So you get some signaling voting that just says, look, I think my party should be here. I'm going to cast the vote for the person I really think should be elected, even though I know ultimately if this were in the general election, I'd prefer the other candidate up there representing my party because that candidate can win. You're going to see more of that kind of voting early in the process rather than later.
Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Do you identify as liberal, conservative, or somewhere in between?
This is Clay from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I'm definitely conservative because I believe the government is way too inefficient to run social programs. I donate directly to several charities, and I get to see my impact dollar for dollar. The government loses 60 to 80 cents on the dollar in interest and overhead before it can even begin to help. We can do better.
Hi, my name is Shane Enzensberger. I'm from Sonoma, California, and I am a hardcore liberal. I believe in equitable housing, in eliminating gasoline, and I believe in a better tomorrow.
New York, New York. I'm an atheist, quasi-liberal from the Bible Belt with Southern tendencies and a small but firm libertarian streak. Go Mets. Thanks for that. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.